This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, everybody. How you doing? I'm Scott Hillen.
And with Captain
Kevin Flynn riding shotgun today, and it's Friday. Hour two of What's on Your Mind, which means the Talk Radio Town Hall is on the air. Senator Kevin Cramer slots an hour out of his week for us here on the program to answer any questions you might have. So get them in right now by calling 855-200-1776, extension 2. Or our local number in Fargo, at 701-271-1100. With your questions or comments for Senator Kevin Cramer today in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Kevin, welcome. Welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. I'm glad to be back. I got back early this morning, late last night, however you put it. It was a kind of a weird week, to say the least. But anyway, we're, you know, as you probably noticed, 72 of my colleagues voted to continue funding the government at the current level for a couple of months while supposedly appropriators will work out the details and have a year-end funding bill. And I was not one of the 72, and I voted against this what's called a CR, or continuing resolution, which is just lazy legislating in my mind. So frustrating, to say the least. But the good news is that at least we didn't increase spending. You know, it's just frustrating that we don't ever deal legislatively with the big issues of the day.
Is there pressure from leadership to support something like that?
Well, there's pressure from, in fairness, there's pressure from the world to support something like that, because the alternative is that the government shuts down. And for all the people who think that's a great idea, wait until it happens and, you know, all highway construction stops and you stop getting your checks. But so there's pressure, but my problem is I'm just tired of facilitating this lazy legislating, and I'm tired of facilitating, you know, dysfunction in the United States Congress. And so I haven't voted for several of the recent continuing resolutions, or even omnibus spending bills for that matter, because there is a process to do this, and it starts at the beginning of the year. You don't start it after the fiscal year. You usually start at the beginning of the year for next year. And anyway, all that, we can talk about it if people want to talk about it, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of just pressure from everybody to do a CR, because it's the last-ditch effort and the alternative is worse. But my view of it is that the alternative is we stay there and finish our work, not that we fund the government for two more months and say you fund the government for 60 days. Generally speaking, nobody does anything about it for about 58 and a half.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really is. So it's become a cop-out, in my view, for the hard work of legislating.
First text of the day, I'd like to give a shout-out to all the rural letter carriers on this beautiful day, hoping you all stay safe. There you go.
I like that. Yeah. Me too. Me too. I'm all about that. That's cool.
We wholeheartedly support that shout-out. Love it. Okay. Calls waiting. Let's get to those. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776, extension 2. Let's go to line 1, Kent. Kent for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead. You're up.
Hi, Senator. I wanted to thank you for your work on energy issues. And I saw that you were named a clean energy champion by Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions, and just one of four members of Congress who got that award. And so I really appreciate it. And I'm just wondering, how we can advance an all-of-the-above approach to energy without it becoming partisan, because it just seems like it becomes partisan and nothing gets done. And you seem to have the key. And I'm just wondering, how do we get more of your colleagues on board?
Yeah, so it's a real, first of all, thank you, Ken, for noticing, your question's a really good one. And I actually am going to, I like this because now I get to be a little hopeful, Scott. I actually do see this shifting a little bit our way. And when I say our way, I don't mean to the right necessarily. And taking such a hard left that, you know, that we're sort of pulling people back to what's we, you and I would call common sense and what we live intuitively here in North Dakota with our, all the above resources. And maybe if I might just tell a little story, last Thursday, I was in New York with Brian Moynihan, the president and CEO, of course, of Bank of America, second largest bank in the country. And the reason I did that is some of you might recall that Brian joined me in Fargo for a bully pulpit series because Bank of America had a very liberal ESG statement. And they weren't, you know, they were going to try to wean themselves off of fossil energy investments and all these things. And we're all familiar with ESG. And if you're not, read my op-ed that I wrote this week in FoxNews.com. Fox News asked me to write this op-ed on ESG after the last week's banking committee hearing. And what Brian realized when he came to North Dakota was that there are a whole bunch of energy solutions that don't compromise the integrity of a cleaner environment, nor do they compromise the very important mission of keeping the economy of America going. And that resulted in him investing heavily in one of our carbon capture projects here in North Dakota. My going to Bank of America last Thursday after the banking hearing that we had, a very public banking committee hearing with the seven largest banks presidents, was to join him and about 50 CEOs, mostly in the financial services area, although not all of them, some of them in the energy sector, many of them names you would recognize. And I returned the favor by participating in a fireside chat with Brian Moynihan. I tell you all that because what Brian said to the group and what the group really, I think, gravitated to, Kent, was the first question, in fact, was, what is it about North Dakota that you guys do these big things? And I said, well, I think, and see if you agree with this, Ken, I think it's because we're agrarian at our foundation, that sustainability is natural. It's a natural incentive to be sustainable. What farmer would ruin his land, for example, if he needed to make a living off of it next year and the next generation, next generation? So I just think there's that. And then I think it's because we're so close to it. We see these clean energy solutions that we've been doing for decades, cleaning up things like, you know, nitrogen oxide and mercury and sulfur dioxide and particulate matter in our smokestacks and whatnot. We've just naturally done this. And by the way, we invest in it. Our industries invest in it. The oil and gas industry invests in research and development. The lignite industry invests in research and development. Agriculture, along with energy, invests in things like carbon capture, utilization, storage. And so when you tell these stories to people, they go, wow. Now, I just have to emphasize this because this was probably one of the more, one of the richer experiences I've had. So there I am in downtown Manhattan. The UN General Assembly's in town. They're staying all around my hotel, you know, downtown. And so, in other words, you got a lot of goofy people around, right? And I had this guy come up to me who I won't tell you who it was, but you'd know if I said it. He's the CEO of a very, very large and well-known investment group, shall we say. And he came up to me and said, are you kidding me? He said, I can't even believe you guys are doing all of this stuff. Carbon capture, utilization, you know, net negative carbon oil recovery. Yeah, those are things that we do. And he's like, I need to get out there. I had another ambassador to the United Nations that was there from another country. I'll just leave it at that. He came up to me and said, I got to get to North Dakota. I can't hardly believe this stuff's happening. So all I do is I tell your story. I just tell North Dakota's story, and people gravitate toward it.
I love it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Ken, appreciate the call. Let's get Glenn and Grand Forks in here, at least get the question in before the break. Anyway, Glenn, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, Senator. January, you're going to be voting on either a new majority or the existing minority leader. Will you ever vote for a politician for that position?
I could only hear about half of that, Scott. We're going to vote for a majority leader. I believe a majority leader, but and something about politician.
What's your question again, Glenn?
Would you ever vote for a corrupt politician for that position?
Would I ever vote for a corrupt politician for that position? I would not vote for a corrupt politician for that position. If we keep the majority, what's that?
According to Peter Schweitzer's book, then red-handed, you will not vote for McConnell?
I don't know who that is, and I'm not familiar with that book, but Mitch McConnell's a lot of things, but corrupt is not one of them, for sure. He is pretty much a straight-up guy and pretty transparent guy, and he's got ice in his veins. So if we get the majority, Mitch McConnell will be the majority leader. No one will run against him, for sure. I don't know why they would. Right now, Scott, he's literally funding 90% of the TV time for several of our Republican candidates in very tight races around the country. So it'd be pretty hard to deny him the majority leader if he gets us the majority.
Glenn, thanks for the call. Others welcome. 855-200-1776 for Senator Kevin Cramer.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Beverly, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Yeah.
you by the University of Mary. North Dakota needs strong and effective leaders to help grow our state and local communities. Leadership ND is a program designed by the University of Mary to support those who are ready to answer this call. If you're looking to expand your network and enhance your career, join the University of Mary for the next round of Leadership ND. You need to apply by the end of October to secure your spot in the 2023 cohort, which starts in January. To find out more and apply, visit leadershipnd.org. Leadershipnd.org. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And next question comes from Denny. Go ahead, Denny, for Senator Cramer.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin and Scott.
Hi, Denny.
Kevin, you said that most of the people that are here illegally are ones with expired visas. Now, I'm in my 70s, and my whole adult life, we've never had a comprehensive immigration policy.
Yeah,
December
right.
11th, when the government was being discussed about being shut down between Pelosi, Schumer, and President Trump, he said that he would shut the government down until he got the funding for his wall. Well, Pelosi wanted to do a comprehensive deal, you know, and she did not want to shut the government down, so Trump said he'd take responsibility for it. Well, after 35 days of the shutdown, which President Trump said that he would go for months or years until he got his funding, he backed down. He buckled down to that. Now, we do need a comprehensive program for this. We do need to have, like, a government, a couple of national-wide timeouts nationally televised to discuss this and get to come up with a comprehensive program. Now, he also said that he, when he got elected, he was going to have this deportation force, which never came about, and that he was going to eliminate or deport 2.5 million people. He knew who they were, and that hasn't transpired. So we got to get together on this, both sides.
Yeah.
But would you agree?
So this is a great question. And by the way, thanks for the little bit of a history lesson. And I'm going to add a little to that lesson, Scott, and because I think at the heart, he's asking for, a lot of people are asking for, all the sides on the immigration issue to come together and find some common ground. And there is some, by the way. And then find some compromise that's best for the country. With regard to never having lived through comprehensive reform, Ronald Reagan did it. And the problem is that since that happened in the 80s, I think it was 86 or somewhere in there, that was pretty much seen as, just, giving up in some respects, in retrospect. Donald Trump, interestingly, actually offered a very comprehensive immigration reform package that both sides rejected. And if you recall, one of the things that it did, and I think this is worth recounting, one of the things that he did is he actually added to the number, I think nearly doubled the number of Dreamers. Remember, Dreamers are people who came here as small children. Their parents came illegally, no fault of the child's, and now these children are young adults, right? And so, and they're here illegally. And so, he actually doubled that number and said, let's create a path to citizenship for, I think it was 1.3 million or something like that. And then have a more skills-based or merit-based immigration system, more of that. And of course, Republicans like the skills-based one, but they didn't like the Dreamer side. The Democrats liked the Dreamer part, but not the skills-based part. In other words, he actually brokered a compromise all in his own head. And the problem was Republicans didn't like half and the Democrats didn't like half. Fast forward a little bit, he tried it again. And I think it was probably his last year. And it was headed up by Jared Kushner. And it just wasn't taken seriously by a lot of people because, back to your point, everyone's dug in on the things they want and they're dug in on things they will not accept. And so, consequently, we never go anywhere. So what we've been trying to do, what some of us try to do, is let's find the things that we can at least get some agreement on. One of the things for me is a more flexible visa program. So H-1 visa is where I focus, but also H-2A visas. So you have all these categories of visas, H-1 visas being high skilled, so engineers and it's medical personnel. H-2As are farm workers that are seasonal. In the meantime, we have 4 million illegal immigrants that have come across the border seeking asylum because they've taken advantage of very liberal asylum laws. But most of these people would work if we could give them a job, but our laws actually don't allow them to work for several months while they seek asylum. Instead, we just turn them loose into the economy to become either, you know, work illegally or to be, you know, become a burden, if you will, to the economy rather than assist the economy. I think, and here's where my hopeful point is, and thank you for raising it. We are in a time when we have a serious workforce shortage in this country, and that's due to lots of things. But one of the things it's due to is that we really, literally, Scott, don't have enough people. And so if we could just have a more flexible visa system, and by that I mean where you can move people to categories, change the categories based on what's in highest demand, require more people who come here. Remember, we allow 1 million a year. We do about 1 million a year green cards. But the number isn't what's so important as much as do we need them in certain parts of our economy. And so rather than having about 10 to 15% of our immigrants that come to the country legally come because they have a skill that's in high demand, let's make it 60%, which is what Canada does or what Great Britain does. And I just think a merit-based, skills-based immigration policy would be good for everybody, and you'd get the people that you want into the country, and you'd grow your economy, and you have better citizens. We need to do something, but the comprehensive thing, Scott, I might even bring this up. Maybe you might recall this better than I do, but a few years ago, and I was not in Congress at the time, so it must have been like 11, 12 years ago, there was a comprehensive bill that was passed, remember, by a gang of 8 or gang of 12 or something like that, out of the Senate. The Senate passed it, sent over to the House, where it just got smashed by particularly Republicans, but I think people on both sides. Comprehensive just becomes too difficult for some reason. But I'm with the caller. I kind of like comprehensive because I think that's how you get enough low-hanging fruit for common ground and enough leverage to negotiate. But
is it politically dangerous to vote for that?
That's the problem. It's politically dangerous. But here's what's different, though. I'm so glad you brought this up. And I don't even know. I think I can sense where this person's coming from. But you got to come on talk radio shows and explain it. Talk it through with people. Get some employers talking about it instead of just letting it be, you know, your favorite right-wing or left-wing, you know, television network doing all the chatter. Get out there and talk about it. It's harder work. It is. It's harder work to talk about it and explain it, but there are lots of formats like this one that provide that opportunity. And by the way, here's the other thing. You get good ideas if you talk about it with your constituents. Somebody will show you a fatal flaw or a better idea, and I think that's what we need to do.
Texter says none of it matters because immigration law isn't followed or enforced.
Well, that is an issue, but this is why when you pass laws, Congress, and I've written a lot about this, you need to be more prescriptive. You have to tell the bureaucracy what it has to do, and you have to tell them what they're not allowed to do.
More after this with Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate approved legislation to keep the federal government operating until mid-December, as well as shelling out more money for Ukraine. The legislation, which passed 72-25, will prevent a partial government shutdown at midnight. After leaving a path of destruction across Florida, Ian strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane around 5 p.m. Thursday, on its way towards Georgia and the Carolinas. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, the storm was about 185 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The other issue with Lee County that they've asked support from is they had a water main break for their county water utility. That means that the county does not have water at this point.
Thursday night football last night, Cincinnati defeated Miami 27-15. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friday's at PetroServe USA. You get a personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread for $5.99. That's one heck of a deal. Specials today include in Valley City Fish and Fries, Tater Tot Hot Dish, Harwood Sloppy Joe's today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, your choice of mac and beef or fried chicken, chicken fried steak, 12th Avenue and I-29, meatloaf in Glendon, in MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, lasagna on 45th, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, you tell them Scott sent you.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, I got to go now. I'm going to Valley City for some tater tot hot dish. I don't have time to finish this.
Oh, never met a tater tot hot dish I didn't like.
My gosh. It's not as common as it used to be either.
No,
there's
exactly.
This funny place, you guys, I know nobody could, but there's this funny little hole-in-the-wall bar close to the Capitol called the Tune In. They have tater tots, and it's like... You almost can deal with all the junk you have to walk through to get to the booth just for the tater tots. It's such a funny thing.
Bring you back to your childhood. I can see mom pulling the tater tots out of the out of the oven. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Texter, by the way, if you have a question or comment for Senator Kramer today, 701-271-1100, or call us toll-free at 855-200-1776, extension 2. Texter... And your text are welcome to 701-237-1590. For Kevin, thanks for voting against the budget bill. I'm so tired of Republicans still passing budget bills when the border isn't being secured, not to mention the additional waste of money being sent to Ukraine. The biggest scam of all is when Republicans stand with Democrats to pass a bill until December. By doing that, they get through the election, then the Rhino Republicans could vote with Democrats who lost their seats to still vote in December for a new budget before the new elected officials come in January. They should have at least extended it to January or February so the new representatives can vote for the next one.
That's a pretty... Whoever wrote that has a pretty good historical perspective on it. So I was an advocate for going into January with it. And it's to be fair, it's a little weird because you would be kicking the can to the next Congress, and the next Congress will be Republican. Certainly the House will. I believe the Senate will as well. We still have a Democratic president. There won't be 60 conservatives in the Senate. So you still sort of have the same scenario. Here's the one problem with a longer-term CR is that if you don't do and the budget's not quite the right word, but it's sort of captures it all. The problem with a more appropriate appropriations process, where there's more thought and consideration and movement of things, is the military literally can't buy new things. They can't do new starts. The only thing they can do with a CR is continue the existing policies. And the reason we do a new Defense Authorization Act every single year is because the world changes every single year. And you need long-term planning for sure, and the industrial complex needs long-term contracts. You don't build a destroyer, for example, overnight, or a nuclear submarine or aircraft carrier overnight. So you got to balance all of that, but the military literally is sort of at a standstill. Even though we keep funding them, they keep getting paid and whatnot. They can't do new things, and that makes it very clumsy. So part of our challenge is that we have this sort of wonderful, board of directors made up of 535 diverse people, and our founders created big things hard on purpose, and they succeeded. But we need to do much, much better, to the writer's point. So anyway, we lost that fight in terms of going into the next Congress, because then you're asking a new Congress to fund last year's, stuff. It's none of it's ideal. Let's just put it that way, Scott. None of it's ideal. But I do agree with the sentiment of that message. And frankly, you've got pretty good grasp on the historical problem.
What happened with permitting reform in that whole debate?
Yeah, good question. So actually, how did I forget about permitting reform? So remember, the whole permitting reform thing was the promise of voting on permitting reform by Chuck Schumer to Joe Manchin got Joe Manchin's vote for $750 billion of Green New Deal nonsense that added to the inflation woes. A really bad trade. The problem was then the actual bill that Joe Manchin offered up, that was not negotiated with any Republicans, other than previously. Some of our stuff got in there because we'd been working with Joe previously, but it wasn't a good bill. It was a pipeline green lighted that's almost done anyway in West Virginia, and then some stuff that actually added to the regulatory regime as opposed to reduced the federal regulatory regime. So it was really, really a bad bill. And of course, Democrats thought it was too generous, and several of them voted against. 70 plus Democrats in the House said they wouldn't vote for a CR that included it. And so at the last minute, Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer pulled that off of the continuing resolution. See, the CR probably would not have passed with permitting reform on it, or very well may not have. Well, it wouldn't have passed the House for sure. So they had to clean the CR up. Now, the eternal optimist, I've told Joe, I'm happy to work with you on permitting reform, but it can't be worse than doing nothing. And you can't bring me in at the end of it and say, Kevin, we really need this because it's the best we can get. We have to negotiate with some leverage, realizing you have to give up some things to get some things. But federalizing transmission line siting, that's crazy. That's crazy stuff. And I can get into a lot of details on it, but I'm not very hopeful, Scott, that we can get to a place where we could all, we could get votes that would pass a permitting reform bill, because if it would be good enough for me to vote for it, Bernie Sanders damn sure isn't going to. And if it's good enough for Bernie Sanders to vote for it, guess who's not going to vote for it? That's the dilemma, in the Senate.
Texter says, and a bunch of texts here, so I'm going to go through these quickly.
Sure,
Senator Cramer, why don't we fix our own labor shortage with our own people? Ridiculous to overwhelm our country at this point. Stop funding worthless colleges with worthless degrees and get kids into trades and incentivize them to fill our needs. Stop sending our money to other countries.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to that, and it's a little overly simplistic in one sense. In the other sense, they're exactly right about our education system not meeting the skill demand of the economy. I always tell people, just this week I met with a group of veterans, and we can get into that in a little bit, but that is that we'll fund an MBA that'll get you a $50,000 a year salary when a CDL will get you a $150,000 salary. And that's true of all kinds of things, whether it's the Pell Grant program or certain financial aid programs, and it's true of like the GI Bill. And that's what the veterans, a bunch of Navy SEALs there, I think there were four or five of them that cornered me outside, and I lined up a meeting with them later in the year, because I'm very sympathetic to their point. There are all kinds of degrees that the GI Bill will pay for, but there are all kinds of training, skills training, in outdoor recreation, and, like I said, truck driving, other things, where the experience of a Navy SEAL or a Special Operations Ranger or something like that would fit right into a demand in the economy, but their GI Bill doesn't pay for it. So it's, we really have a lot of upside down incentives in the education spectrum. But the other thing is, you guys, and forgive me, state legislatures and governors and for saying this, but universities, public education is not under the purview of the federal government. It is under the purview of states. And we need to discipline our institutions. I'd say in North Dakota, we've come a long way. When you look at the progress we've made at some of our schools, the even four-year degree schools that have become, that do some skills training and are meeting the demands of employers, we just need to do a lot more of that. On the federal side, the thing that we have are these incentives. And can we just say that student loan forgiveness would be like the worst thing you could do in an inflationary time and creating perverse incentives for students to borrow money to go into something that they, that there's not a demand for? We really do have to get discipline around our public education system. But that is largely a state issue. But I'm happy to lend my support at the federal level where I can.
Texter says if Republicans manage to take back control of the Senate, please fight like hell to undo the immense damage the left has inflicted these last 2 years, and that means new leadership. Will you stop voting for McConnell as leader, or will it be another 2 years of more of the same?
Again, if we get the majority, no one will run against Mitch McConnell for majority leader. And if we get the majority, it'll be because of Mitch McConnell in many ways. In fact, one of the things we've been able to do because of Mitch McConnell's leadership is actually put up a lot of roadblocks. Remember, the Supreme Court just yesterday heard oral arguments on the definition of waters of the United States. That doesn't happen without Mitch McConnell. And same with West Virginia versus EPA, which is really North Dakota versus the EPA, and that successful challenge. So stopping the bureaucracy is a pretty high priority for all of the Republicans and pretty much in our wheelhouse. But if we get the majority, remembering when you say the person says fight like hell, and that's sort of fun, illustrative language. But remember, our founders created a system that is based more on transaction than it is on fighting. And I think the key is to fight smart and to build 60-vote coalitions and majority, 218-vote coalitions in the United States House of Representatives, particularly when you have a Democratic president. But here's where Mitch McConnell is a genius, and this is what he's done better than anybody else in the history of the position. He uses the leverage of our ability in the personnel business, as he likes to say, to hold up confirmations of key executive positions, because the Senate has that power, remember. And that's the real leverage that you get to stop some things and to at least turn the ship a little bit. And we'll just see how transactional Joe Biden becomes when we have a majority in the United States Senate. And it'll depend on him as much as it will us.
Telephone number 855-200-1776, extension 2 or 271-1100. Dana has a question about legislation. Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, Senator Framer, you talk about lazy legislation. Mm-hmm. $6 trillion in coronavirus spending, $1.2 trillion in infrastructure spending, probably $80 billion to Ukraine. What made you guys ever think that there was going to be no consequence to that kind of spending? I was calling your office, and I asked for the simple economics of it. And you know what I got? I got the letter on how great this was going to be for America. You guys set mm-hmm. the table for this current financial disaster with that crap. Lazy legislation. And Mitch McConnell, what he did to Eric Greitens down in Missouri, him and Carl Gove, he's a scumbag. Quit making excuses for bad behavior.
Yeah.
All right, lot
you,
there.
Whether you love Eric Greitens or not, I wouldn't call him a scumbag. I think you need to be a little bit careful. With regard to lazy legislation and the pandemic, to blame Mitch McConnell on the pandemic is to forget that the pandemic came from China. Okay, and the idea that somehow this was an isolated pandemic, it was a global pandemic. And so at the time, there was no question that, and Donald Trump was president, in case, just don't forget, he was the president when most of that spending was taking place. And the reason was simple. We were dealing with something nobody knew very much about. And we were having, businesses were shutting down and people weren't traveling and all these things. And
we'll pick up after the break here. 1 sec, Senator Kramer. More after this, folks.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
At Butler Machinery, we are all about building long-term relationships founded on trust. Butler's biggest build today is recruiting for many open positions across all locations. Butler Machinery Company is a third-generation family-owned business that offers competitive wages, amazing benefits, and an unmatched 100% company-paid retirement plan. For more information on all open positions, apply today at butlermachinery.com.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios on What's On Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer continues in a moment. Questions or comments, welcome at 271-1100. Last chance to get those in. I got a bunch of texts here. We'll try and get to as many of these as we can. And or call us toll-free at 855-200-1776. Brought to you today by MyPillow. And the deals are on right now at MyPillow. Let me tell you. They are pretty amazing. If you go to MyPillow.com and browse, you're going to find all kinds of specials. The biggest bath special they've ever had going on right now. And remember, when you check out, use the promo code SCOTT. but you've got slippers. As an example, right now, you've got the biggest bed sheet sale in history, $29.98 for those. You've got the pillow at $19.98. The mattress topper is saving 50%. The three-piece towel sets are $19.98. The slippers are $49.98. The robe is $89.98. That's right. Some great deals right now. Just enter the promo code SCOTT right there at the top to get even lower prices on these great items from MyPillow, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. 10 before the top of the hour, back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer. Let me get to some of these texts here because there are a lot of them. I get on average 15 to 29 texts a day asking for donations, says this listener. I have a hard time justifying donating to the Republicans when McConnell funneled donations to the Alaska senator who voted to impeach President Trump. That's a comment for Senator Cramer, it says.
Are you sure? Well, no, you said something very important in that text, the Alaska senator. So Lisa Murkowski is the senator from Alaska. She's not just a candidate. And she's always been supportive of Mitch, so Mitch is always supportive of the incumbents. But by and large, I can't think of a time when he didn't support it, the incumbent. The other thing about Alaska that's really important to pay attention to is that they do ranked choice voting. So remember Sarah Palin, who running in the special election, which was part, I think, of the primary election up there. She finished first, but did not win the election because of ranked choice voting. It's a clear example of how ranked choice voting works against the Republican candidates, especially if you're a Republican state. Ranked choice always, it's sort of like a muddy football field. It sort of levels the playing field for the lesser team. In the case of Lisa, and I'm not an expert on Alaska politics. My sense would be that if she may be the only Republican that could win in ranked choice. But all that said, again, she's the incumbent. She's part of the conference. I don't think Mitch has had to spend much money up there, however, on her race because she's run a lot of races. She's won. As you might recall, Scott, I mean, I don't know if this has ever happened in history, but she won her seat as a write-in candidate. First time. It's kind of amazing that she did a write-in campaign after, I think, losing the primary. And that's how she became a senator the first time.
Yeah. And they also have approval voting, or do you call it, or rank voting?
Yeah, the choice rank. So like Fargo does.
Yeah.
And that's just all that. It's really awful. I can't believe it's constitutional, but it's always been upheld constitutionally. And whenever it's been challenged, they've always upheld it. So, it's not one vote, one person, one vote anymore. It's really quite, unfortunate to say the least.
Another listener, do you agree with McConnell pulling advertising funding from Blake Masters in Arizona?
Well, so I'm not super familiar with that situation, although I do know that both the Senate Leadership Fund, which is Mitch McConnell's super PAC, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee, they moved some advertising around. But the thing to be careful about in this, Scott, is that all of these groups reserve a lot of advertising time. I'll bet you know a little bit about this, Scott, in your business. They reserve a lot of advertising well in advance. And then as you get closer to the election, they start moving that time around. They reserve it at a certain price, or they reserve the date so that they make sure they have it. And then as it gets closer, depending on polling in one state or another, they'll change their priorities and shift that stuff around. That has happened in Arizona, both, like I said, with Rick Scott and the NRSC and Mitch McConnell's Senate Leadership Fund. And I don't know, I haven't seen the polling. I probably have, but I don't recall Blake Masters polling against Mark Kelly in Alaska. But it might be that there are closer races someplace else or tighter races that, where the polling trend is better. I don't know all of that. I'm not privy to all of that. But I do know Mark Kelly and I don't know Blake Masters, but I do know Mark Kelly. Just for what it's worth, I've maxed out to Blake Masters in terms of my leadership pack. But I think there are other races that maybe look more promising, whether it's Nevada, even Washington State, New Hampshire, where there are Democratic incumbents and strong Republican challengers. Ohio certainly is one of them where we've had to spend more money, frankly, than we should have to in a red state like that. Same with Georgia. So it's, It's just a day-to-day moving target, you guys. I don't think it's certainly not a wrap on Blake Masters by any stretch. He's still getting a lot of support.
And that's a big race.
That's a big race.
That's a big one.
I mean, just think, 3 years ago we had two Republicans from Arizona.
Yeah.
Today we have two Democrats.
Time to at least get the 50-50 back. I don't know, this hour felt like about 5 minutes. It just flew by. So,
but we did cover more topics even than usual, Scott. And yeah. To the caller's credit, a lot of interesting stuff and a lot of diverse stuff. So good job.
Till next Friday. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, guys. I didn't even hear from Kevin Flynn. How's that possible?
Have a great weekend. God bless.
No voice. You know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Farmers and operators don't always have to get a new piece of machinery to get state-of-the-art performance. At Intelligent Ag, our company was founded by farmers and innovators to build smart farming technology to help you get the most out of your ag equipment, meaning improved performance and high return on investment. The next time you think you need an upgrade on your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. We offer flow monitoring and section control solutions on air seeders and fertilizer floaters. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.